Now, I mentioned that you previously worked in banking and indeed as an FSA regulator. So does this mean really that you're able to see both sides of the argument, as it were?
It is. I've actually been on both sides of the desk. I've been at the FSA writing policy and conducting supervisory visits, and I've been within the bank dealing with regulators in a number of roles. So I do have an understanding of the issues. And it's for that reason I say that too much of the focus and the debate has been on having more rules or whether to have more light touch regulation. The key is actually about enforcement. We've got the Banking Reform Bill at the end of this year, and that's a real opportunity for us to actually do something, not to kick this into the long grass, not to have years and years of inquiry as we've seen on other issues. Frankly, we know what's gone wrong. I mean, it's bleeding obvious what has gone wrong. So we need a parliamentary inquiry to get the full facts in terms of this LIBOR incident and some of those issues out into the open and have transparency on that. But we don't need to kick this into the long grass. We need to get on with it. We need to act. People know what's got wrong. There's a cultural problem within our banking, and it's time we fixed it.